the end part, the end point where we ended last week, was clarification of the fact that even though they are well known heterim for the taking of tablets and non-edible medication on Pesach, the Chazmish, the Moshe, etc., these heterim will certainly not apply to liquids, chewable tablets, liquids, and the more edible type of medicines. And this is our major problem every year, is what to do about medicines which contain ingredients that may be a chashash chometz in situations where it's very difficult to find an alternative. So this shiur is based more on a more practical basis, and try to give some advice of what one can do. But I'd like to mention right at the outset that where one is in a position that one has to use a medicine which is a chashash chometz, then an individual shayla must be asked from one's own rov and every in every situation, because there are lots of different things to be taken into account, which should become clear from this year. So the main problem with liquid and chewable medicines that we found recently, in recent years, and it's a problem that is somehow increasing because of the difficulty, first of all, in being able to be mavara the sources of different ingredients, and also fact that many firms, especially the firms that sell drugs, pharmaceutical firms, have become very, very large, and it's very difficult to find people there who actually know what the matzias is, and therefore one very often has to go lechumra because one doesn't know, the poshut does not know the source of certain ingredients. The ingredients I'm talking about mainly that seem to come up are ingredients like glucose and sorbitol, which can be derived from either chometz or from maize and kidney stick origins. There's obviously alcohol, which if it's present in a lot of medicines, which could be derived from wheat sources. And then things like citric acid also are problematic. The truth is that in pharmaceuticals, the alcohol, so far I've found a lot of it when I do try and check on individual items. There does seem to still be a lot of synthetic alcohol being used, even though that's not the case necessarily in foods. The alcohol is somehow still a little bit easier. But glucose, sorbitol, it's very, very difficult to know. One thing one can bear in mind, that there is, and I'm not going to go into details about that, but where the there is one aspect possibly applies to citric acid more than to even glucose and sorbitol, and that is there's a famous, well-known sugya of the Indian Nishtaneh, which I don't want to go into in a moment, Shittas Rabbeinu Yonah, which is brought down in the Rosh and Brochus, where something has been chemically changed, very greatly chemically changed, it may lose its original status. Lamaisa, in general terms, the poskim don't rely on this heter of Nishtaneh, certainly not for Macholos Esuris, and certainly not, and even in Legabe Pesach, even though I have seen one sugar which use it, it can possibly be used as a sniff, as a where one is asking a shayla, and one has other reasons to rely on the heta as well. Let's take the shayla. There's two shaylas I want, which one shayla which comes up hundreds of times every year, and one shayla which has come up particularly this year, which I've had from the same shayla from two different people. And with these two shaylas, we'll be able to perhaps be mucked with the whole situation, and people will get an idea of how to ask their shaylas at least, and what the possibilities may be. The first question is, and this comes up all the time, what happens if a child is prescribed, and this is all before Pesach, but you know on Pesach that a child's going to have to take a medication which is on the list as being not suitable for Pesach, because mainly it'll be because of one of the flavourings in there, it's got glucose or sorbitol in it. What can one do? What should one do? And there's what aids can one give to the parents? What can parents do in a case where the children are taking medication that is or has taken medication that's a problem? So with painkillers, which is the one that comes up very often, painkillers, simple things like analgesics, paracetamol, methanol, calpol, all these things which during the year are okay. There is at least managed to find an alternative. There's one alternative which we found which appears to be totally free of comets, and those are the little junior Dispril soluble tablets. Also, there's available from Eretz Yisrael, Akamol, certainly the Akamol preparations seem to be totally free of comets. And there's the always the aids of suppositories. So that's with painkillers like that, unless it's really very, very difficult and it's particularly serious situation where none of these are going to work and need something stronger, so that's clear cut. It's much more difficult when it comes to antibiotics. Things also very common shyla are people who've got children who've got reflux and gastric reflux and very uncomfortable problems with their digestive systems, who have to take certain medicines which have got ingredients which we can't be mavar clearly the source of. Children who are on more serious medication, children who are on anti-convulsants. So of course, it depends. The best eitzah would be, but it's not often, many parents don't find it practical, many children aren't prepared to do it. These medicines are usually available in tablet form. If one could get the tablet form, ask your doctor or a chemist to work out the dose that you need of the tablets compared to what the medicine is, crush the tablets up, put them with some jam or some other thing, and one could persuade the child to use it that way. That obviously is going to be the best answer. Many people are not happy about this, in my experience. People don't like doing this. So the next stage, the next question is, what is the din about actually feeding a child? Let's go to the worst case scenario, that it's actually chometz, that the thing would actually be chometz. And as I say, we're never in such a situation, or very rarely in such a situation, that we know it's valid chometz. There are sniffing the hokel. We're not talking about valid chometz here. We're talking about chometz certainly, which is mishtana. But let's take it at the worst, that it would be a medicine that's valid chometz, which the child needs. Now we know that there's a halacha that one's not allowed either to feed a child with isurim deraisa, it's a safinan, that you're not allowed to give a child with dvorim from asurim normally. The Gator Rov pointed out to me, or it came up actually in a shiur in Gabi Hilchas Kiddush, that there is a halacha that even though you're not allowed to give the child actually surim, but for example it's permitted on Friday night to give a child to eat before Kiddush, there's no issur safina, because this din of being machal dvorim asurim is only a issur where the actual food itself is also. Where it's something, it's the zman of issur, but the zman is also to eat, but the food itself is mutter, the normal issur safina doesn't apply. And the Rav quoted that there are a few opinions, the machlokes, but a few opinions, like Gabi Chometz and Pesach, that Chometz and Pesach appears to be in the category of it's not also in the Tzalatzma, it's an Isamis Kozavuzman. I mean, the Chometz itself, Bat Musa, is actually a Dobah Hamutta. It's just because when it comes to the Zman of Issa, or Pesach, when it becomes Osa, and there's a Chok Yaakov in Tof Nun, Sifkot Nud Aleph, which is mashma like that, which is talking about, the Muhammad is talking about where paying goyim and for their food, or giving money to goyim to buy chometz. But the Chok Yaakov mentions, Ulufizeh Mishi Yesh Le Tinuk, Yisa Tinuk Chutzadeh, so you can take the child. They're talking about actually giving actual chometz. You can take the child outside the house, and you can get a goy to give the child the chometz. And it seems to me that the only thing that Yaakov worried about is the ownership. We're not worried about the fact that you're giving the child the chometz to eat. We're worried about the ownership of the chometz. But as far as giving the child to eat, it wouldn't be a problem. And but I've also pointed out to me that it's actually very clearly implied in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Nun, Sifkot Miuches, implies this very clearly, and that is exactly very clear from the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Miuches, a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, where he says, Well, the Indian tinnik shenochot slo lechov lishtas chometz, a case of a tinnik who's very important to eat or drink chometz. Sorech lisa oisa le beis nochri. You should take him to non-Jew's house. Mivakish la nochri shiachil chometz le tinnik. He should feed the chometz to the tinnik. Ach yizor shlo yichub yode de zeicha. Again, only worrying about the fact that the person shouldn't be zeicha, take the chometz in one own hand and to be zeicha in it. In anochri wrote it in bechinam. Then you can even promise the guy that you're going to pay him afterwards. And the whole Mishnah Berurah goes into a bit of arichas about this, but it's quite clear that the problem, the actual giving of the child the chometz is not the problem. The only problem is the ownership of the chometz.
That's amir el akel. No right to do it yourself. Safinon is on the person who gives. If you tell a goy to do it, it's like amir el akel to a goy to do it. It's mutzim akum chaydi.
So then the Mishnah, you have to see the end of the Mishnah continues. It says, "V'gam v'im iyash limso nochri al kol pam ham yesh lochil shiyasha ha'akum chometz v'beisei k'dei shiyasvik l'tinat l'kam v'omim," which is quite clear that the Mishnah is saying that if you couldn't can't do it through the guy actually giving it, but you can actually feed it. The Mishnah is not worrying about the safinan part of it. He's worrying about that you the ownership. And if you're keeping that, you could even keep the guy's chometz in your house. It's important. It doesn't say that he would. I would have said if he was talking about Davka, but Sakana, it wouldn't be any question. That's definitely a clear mashmos from the Mishnah Berurah. A strong mashmos that wouldn't be a problem. And therefore, though of course one should ask in each situation, because these things get out of hand very quickly, and therefore where a child is prescribed such medication has to take time to return. But the general eitzah for children that one can give is that, and this is most rabbonim nowadays do include this and have this clause in the mechira, that when the akum who buys the chometz knows that where necessary the chometz might be used for a child who needs it. And
Shmuel says Mephorish and Shema and Gimel, it's got hay in relation to the Moshe's Ha'olah, the Haina Betinik Shuk Tzatzchoy.
So therefore this would... So this would be an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah even with Chometz Gomel. So certainly with our Shailas, which are not Chometz Gomel, where they're Sofik, and I do say this, Mishnah is very something. This would be an eight as far as children are concerned. The bigger problem, which fortunately is a much rarer problem, because adults rarely are forced to take medication containing chometz. Most cases, adults can manage to take things in tablet form, etc. But I have had this year twice the same shaila about the same particular medication, which from somebody who is people who are seriously, obviously serious ill, certain major tranquilizer that they have to be taken, which one can't stop in the middle of a course and could cause very serious problems if the person did. And this particularly, currently, this even though it is available in tablet form, currently the tablets, both people have told me independently from different places, the tablets are not available, they couldn't get the tablets. They can only get the liquid, and they're being given the liquid. So there is an eitzah mentioned which one has to definitely ask a clear shaila about, and that is stam to be mevatel the chometz before Pesach. But that one has to be very careful how one does it and get the exact proportions right. One would have to ask a very clear shaila and discuss it with the rov to be mevatel it. I'm talking about bittul at the moment. I wanted to suggest, and I discussed this with the rov as well, that one could, there should be an eitzah that one should be able to be actually poigim the taruvus to make it not roi lachilas odom, put in vinegar or something like that. Obviously, one would have to check that's not going to spoil the working of the medicine. But assuming that that the drug will still work, if you put quite a large amount of vinegar into it, that it makes it something which is not nifsonetilus, other than we would be back to the heterium of there'll be no problem actually of the inyan that we discussed in the last year. And you've done this as long as you've done this before Pesach. As the Rav pointed out to me, Lu Yitzu, we'd be talking about Chometz Gomor. I mean, Be'en, Chometz Be'en, then it wouldn't be enough to be make it Nifsa Me'achilas Odom, you'd have to make it Nifsa Me'achilas Kelev, because it would, otherwise it would be, again, the problem of Roy Lachamea, the problems that we discussed. This is not normally the case, so nearly all these medicines will be a Chometz Betarubas, and Betarubas, we're back to the normal situation as we had in Simon Tofman Base last time, of Dovash Eina Machal, Odom Eina Machal, or Eina Machal Kolon, Odom Eina Machal Lachonim, that you can, even though that it's only also to eat it because of Achshavei, but it's Mutter the kind of a Pesach, so you'd have no problem with keeping a Pesach, and the Achshavei won't apply because your Das is not on the Isurim there, the Das is only on the Samim, and the Chazanish would certainly apply, and therefore, again, obviously anybody is in this situation must ask a Shaila individually and discuss it with a Rav personally exactly how to be polygamid and what to do to make sure that it's a problem, but it's at least an eight so that one that one can achieve. Of course, where it's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, then in any case it would be mutter to take anything, but and this particular case could well come to a Sakona if the person didn't take it, but however, people do not feel comfortable with taking comments, and if there are ways to improve the situation and to make it better, then it's definitely worthwhile, and therefore this eighth of being polygam would be suitable. I did have one hour on this point, which was the question that we do see that there's an Indian, whether we see the in Yerodea, there's a question in the Sugya of Eim Avatnius and Achilot. So there's a Yad Ephraim who says that, quote, a Yavitz, that says that if a person, what about, as we know, you're not allowed to be mevatlin nisa lachatchila, what's the din about being poigim isurim lachatchila? Would there be a problem here being poigim isurim lachatchila? And the Alif Raimin Sin Savites Sivches brings the Shittas Yaivitz, who was machmir that one can't be poigim isurim lachatchila. And the Yavitz actually was a mechuluk with the Chacham Svi was makel on this, but it's machlekes in the Yavitz and Chacham Svi. It seems to be the maskon of the Yad Ephraim is lahokil in such a situation. And here our situation is even a bit better because at the time that you're being pogim, it's not actually os yet. The that is talking about pogim isurim, which are mamash isurim be'en. It's talking about some isurim. It's Suri Achila, the Dvorim Asurim during the rest of the year. Here, at the time when you're being pogim, the Chometz is not a Dovah Osa itself yet, and therefore it probably makes it easier. This and certainly, where we, at worst, obviously it's going to be an Issa Drabonon in any case to do this, and the Tzerech HaKhoyle, who is Korov to be a Chayle Sheish B'Sakona, that I don't think would create a problem.
Is that only Issa Drabonon?
What? Yeah, it's only even he said. Yeah, Pashas, even according to those who hold the rival, I think who hold the Emrat Nisa the Chachila is a deraisa. I think even the Yavitz even says that by being polygam is only a drabonon anyway. So therefore, this I don't think the problem of being polygam for the Chachila is really one that would have to be concerned about.
Is it give the cotton? There's no subpoena by
See, there are shittas that there seems to be the shittas over here. It's also which I didn't quote as well. It's a Shulchan Aruch Harav also in Simon Tov Nun in Sif Cafe or Kavod. Shulchan Aruch Harav also clearly passes that there's no issa safin into a cotton on Pesach itself. The next thing that so this really covers the two situations that are the most worrying, and that is problems of Ketanim taking medication, and the problems of where it is necessary for a godel. Obviously, one has to try and do things in the way where there's going to be the least issa, but there are, one should know that, that there are eitzas. The next question that comes up, which we would discuss, and that is the question of creams, inedible, totally inedible items on Pesach. First of all, the as far as medicines are concerned, the medicinal creams and ointments and all those things, and it seems to be quite clear, and all the poskim agree that the halacha in for these things, they are all nifsum and achilas kelev before the arrival of Yom Tov, and therefore the din in Tochmen Beis it says chometz shenisafre kredim manisura nifsum and achilas kelev, and that's even talking about mamash chometz be'en, and here the things that we're talking about that worse tarubas of chometz is even better nifsum achilas kelev ishasar for ba'esh acha inro lechelev ishiyichta liyishiva. It's been set aside for as maybe to sit upon a pile of kind of tacos. So it's mutter lekaim over Pesach. It's mutter to be mekaim it, and therefore, and there's no, and it's not, and the poskim hold it. No, it's not even if there would be chametz in there. Once the chametz become pogam, there's no, it's not, doesn't, there's no issa hanor either, and therefore there's no problem with using inedible creams, ointments, and these kind of things. The question that is always asked, and that is why, where do we draw the line between what we list as being definitely all right without any shayla, and things like perfumes and lipsticks, which we try to admire more carefully and check whether there's actual comments in them. So lipsticks is fairly obvious, and that is that it's not comfortable. Even though it may be a lipstick, maybe first it's not clear that lipstick is nifsum achilas kelev. You're putting it on the lips, and there may be some time there, and therefore definitely something's much going in the mouth. It's quite obvious that one would want to try one's best to make sure there's no chometz in it, and therefore we give the ingredients that could be chometz, and we can check the lipsticks and make sure that they haven't got chometz in them.
Even though it's
Yeah, but even though unless it would be bottled b'shishim or before, but if there's no bittle there and the thing is still wouldn't have a bad taste, it may not even be nifsum me'odom, then you may have problems, and therefore lipsticks is very, very kedai to check on. The question is always that comes up is about perfumes. Where do you draw the line between perfumes and why is there a problem with perfumes? And that's really Rav Moshe, who was machmir about perfumes. Even though a perfume, ba'asheu shom, the main problem with perfumes is the alcohol in perfumes. And as I said, alcohol can be derived either synthetically or it's derived from glucose and sugar. But it can quite a lot of alcohol is derived from wheat and from chameshes haminim. And Rav Moshe in Rechaim Chedek Gimel Simon Samach Beis says that even though the perfume Ba'asher Shom may not be Roy Lachila, but since he says he's talking about ointments, Kedim Pesach, an ointment that is totally Nifkam of the Mutter. That, obviously, if the ointment was made on Pesach with chometz dika alcohol, then it would be also because you're not allowed to make since it was also b'shas when the zman ha'issa came. But the alcohol atzmo. Now he's talking about alcohol itself. Shuba en lo nechshav nifsum me'achila. That's not considered nifsum me'achila. Sheyesh minochrim sheshosin osay. Ali de taruvas v'tikun ksas is his word, that there are people, certain people who drink the what they call alcohol, denatured alcohol, which is the alcohol that they use in perfume, which they've been playing in, and who drink it, and therefore for where it's not a question of tsar, he says there's a Rambam says that which you could be making from modern tsar etc. But generally speaking, he says that things containing alcohol, even if the alcohol is, or at least alcohol itself, which is denatured, would one should not use in Pesach, which is the reason why, since the, I imagine the truth is the perfumes are mainly alcohol, that is the main ingredient. They also it's also tarug, it's not mamash alcohol, be'en, presumably the it's just a scented type of alcohol, and therefore just a scent smear, and therefore Ramosha would consider that as alcohol be'en, and therefore that's why Ramosha was mocking me about it. We've seen the Talmidim of Ramosha were very very mocked about this. The Daniel Levy used to contact me every year, very very much to try and get clear answers from firms as to which perfumes for sure made only from alcohol that didn't have any chashash of comments in it.
I don't know. Do you know anybody who does that? They're crazy people that want to become shika for all costs.
I don't know, but I can only go by what Ramosha says, that he was concerned that there are such people who do it, and something which is easy to come back to that stage. He was machan that. I'm just rationalizing why we go to the trouble of putting these things on the list, because there is certainly a machan lachmir. We feel that the machan lachmir goes as far as perfumes, but things that are any more pogan than that, more bigger tarugas, things like even aerosol deodorant, certainly things like that, where it's certainly more other things mixed into the bigger tarugas from it, and it's more pogan and much more difficult to get the alcohol that's in an aerosol back to a normal tasting alcohol. Use the way it's made, therefore we generally tend to be makel about that. As with alcohol in creams and baby wipes and all these things, we I'm not concerned with those. I've heard that suggested at all. I've heard that suggested before as well. That there's also a possibility. Except they say the top. I said the question whether it has to be Yechdi Yeshiva and you need the top petit as well. If they need the top petit aspect of it, I don't know whether because it's not much top petit, because that's talking about a kupa sa'ar that's being spoken about there is mamash chomets which has been covered over with something and to hear the perfume and actually be covered with anything. But and Play-Doh people also as I say, it's definitely far from a glatter issa with all these things. Definitely, I'm just explaining why in the lists we are more machmir about perfumes, such things as than we are. But I'm certainly not suggesting that there's no mocking to be made at all. That's progress from.
What do you need? What is your master tickle? What tickle do you need to make it?
He says just by diluting or more water into it or something like that, one would get it, be able to recycle it. As I say, I can't go into the Matthias, I don't know the Matthias, I personally wouldn't fancy trying it myself, but that was the shit of emotion. Just very, very quickly, conclude, a lot of people asked the, as far as the paperware is concerned, the main problem, if there is a problem with paperware, is in where there's a chashash that the paper is impregnated with starch, and there's a possible chashash that starch is wheat starch, which is not very shkiach anyway, and there's a chashash that the wheat starch is going to get into the food when you're using uncoated paperware and hot food or paper towels which have got starch in them. Just without going into the halachic aspect of it, just as I promised with the practical aspect many people are, if one wants to be certain that there's no starch at all in a particular product, then one can easily test it using iodine tincture, which is available from any chemists, and you take a few drops of this iodine, you mix it into some water, you get a red, reddish liquid, and if you put the suspected Chometz paper item into it. If it goes black or blackish or dark, it's quite a clear change of colour, blue or black, then it means it's got starch. Obviously it does not mean it's Chometz starch, very far from it, quite unlikely, but at least if it doesn't go and if there's no colour change, then you can be 100% certain that there's absolutely no problem with it. And that's and therefore my suggestion is that for things like that come into direct contact with food, paper towels and things, I don't know if it's good eye to check if you're using paper towels for putting drying off actual food, putting food that you've cooked and drying it off, what people do with fried fish, etc. Or then it is good eye to check them that they don't contain Chometz. The other one that is good eye to check are the lids of the paper foil containers, where if you use those lids, they do all contain starch. I've never found one that doesn't contain starch. So they're not to maybe a mock to be machmir, not when you're actually warming the food or heating the food, not to have those lids on, just cover with a piece of silver foil. Or if you need to use the lids, turn them the other way around, where the silver side is touching, then it's very unlikely that anything, even if there would be a homogen, is going to go through. But the best data probably is to cook without the lids and put just silver foil on. When the thing has cooled down, then you can put the lid on, and there's no chashash. Once it's cold, there's no chashash that anything's going to go into the food. As I say, the main nekuda to remember is that where there comes to a serious shaila about particularly things that are going to be taken internally, medicines, for either a child or for an adult, don't take decisions into your own hands. It's kedai to phone, ask a rov, and make sure that you're doing things in the correct way. May we all be zeicher to chag kosher v'sameach, and the bracha is that nobody should need any of these medications, anything that we've spoken about. Our discussions should be come to the level where we've almost been only literally smart, and this has been and there should be no practical application of this paper.
I want to say, yeah.